This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Get to your phone calls. Talk a little college football. By the way, I sit corrected because I said the odds-on favorite to win the National League MVP was Mookie Betts. The folks from DraftKings just gave me an updated MVP line, and it's Ronald Acuna Jr., then Mookie Betts, then Freddie Freeman. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. College football over-unders, who wants to play?
Let's play.
All right, Todd. Thank you. By the way, our great folks, Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app if you haven't done so. Don't miss a new season of the Peacock original comedy, Killing It, with Craig Robinson, available on Peacock. Over under USC this year. Todd?
9.5 wins.
Seton O'Connor?
10.5.
Marvin?
11.5.
Paulie?
11.
10.
Oh, that's BS. I hate that.
Over under Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M. Marvin?
4.5.
No. Seton?
7.5.
Paulie?
8.
8. Bloop, bloop,
yeah.
Bloop, bloop.
Comeback season.
Yeah, better.
You better.
Oklahoma State, over under Todd?
7.
Paul.
Oh, man. 8.5.
Seton.
5.5.
Marvin.
6.5.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Penn State, over under. Marvin.
7.5.
Seton.
6.5.
Paulie.
9.
Todd.
8.
9.5. Over under. And we haven't even won all of our games yet.
Yeah.
LSU. Paulie.
10.
Todd.
9.5.
9.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Todd got it. Yeah, 9.5.
Todd's the winner.
West Virginia. Seton O'Connor.
8.5.
Marvin.
6.5.
Paulie.
6.
Todd.
7.
4.5.
Oh, that is just cruel.
We got college football coming up this weekend. Anything spicy, Paulie?
We got a banger on Thursday night. 8 o'clock Eastern, Florida at Utah. Do not sleep on this. This was a fantastic game. Remember, I think it was September 3rd at Florida. Utah had them and let them go at the end at 29-26.
Here's the problem. I don't know who's going to be quarterbacking for Utah. They've got injuries.
The rising situation?
Yeah.
Then this weekend you have East Carolina, Michigan, Virginia, Tennessee, Colorado, TCU, and Colorado, who's much ballyhooed, is getting 20.5.
Yeah.
Let's see, the saucy ones. Utah State, Iowa. Mercer, Ole Miss, Dan, I know you love that.
Mm.
Ohio State at Indiana. And Indiana, what happened to them? They're getting 30.
Ooh.
Boise State, Washington.
Boise.
And they get less saucy as we go.
Okay. By the way, we were looking at the top 20 poll, preseason top 20 poll, and we decided to look at who has the best helmets of the top 20 teams in the country. And Paulie took out Michigan, like made them emeritus. That's the best helmet in football?
Even if you don't like Michigan, the Wolverines, Harbaugh, whatever, I think they're kind of on their own helmet-wise.
Okay, does anybody else agree with this, that Michigan has the best helmets in college football? Seton?
No.
can you be objective?
Can you be objective? Well, why?
Just because I don't like it doesn't mean I'm not being objective.
Yes. Marvin, Michigan?
I have a blinding hatred for Michigan doesn't mean I'm not being objective.
Marvin, Michigan's helmet.
No.
Todd?
They're great, but I wouldn't necessarily say they're the best.
Okay.
I would say no.
Who has the best helmet?
Oh, North Carolina does.
All right. Seton?
ND.
All right. Todd?
Maybe the U with the orange and the green. That's kind of cool looking.
Oh, okay. I think Florida State's is pretty dope.
It's a good hunt. That's a good helmet.
It's pretty good. I do like the Notre Dame with the shamrock on it. But when you see the Notre Dame helmets in person, I mean, those are bright. They could be a nightlight for, you know, your kids get scared. Just put a Notre Dame helmet in the room and it give you a little nightlight there. Yes, Paulie.
I like LSU's because it reminds me of old-time college football because you got the letters and then the logo right underneath. Great striping, the purple and gold. LSU's got great helmets.
Air Force, I'm looking around at all the helmets I have. The Texas one, sneaky great. Let's see, what else did I like here? Air Force Academy, pretty sharp. And let's see.
The clean Texas with the lovely colors, the burnt orange. I just saw like how clean Texas
is. Yeah. And it looks even better when you see it in person. We have, if you're watching on Peacock, we have all the helmets from the top 20 teams. Are we past Oregon? Like, have we moved on from Oregon?
Oregon has no set uniform or set helmet where it's like it's every week or two it's different, which is great, and they've done well with it. But they don't have – sometimes they go back to those old Ducks uniforms from the Dan Fouts era, the 70s. They're really gorgeous.
Yes, Todd.
Yeah, I think they have to be penalized for having too many options, and they're not stuck with one traditional one, so I wouldn't put them in the mix.
Okay. All right. Yes, Mark.
Carolina's my ACC pick. They're going to win ACC this year also.
Well, they have a great quarterback.
That's right. I'm about to buy some gear.
Are you?
Yeah.
Every year we talk about North Carolina, that we love the colors, and then they always have like four or five players who go to the NFL, but then there's still Carolina.
They were 6-6. Oh, this guy's going third in the draft? Huh.
Jim Harbaugh had a press conference, and he was talking about he's being suspended for 3 games. I guess there was improper recruiting violations there. Maybe lied about something. By the way, Arizona State self-imposed bowl ban for Arizona State. I don't know what's the over.
Is that because of play or
I don't. Yeah,
it's like saying I'm not going to go to a party you weren't invited to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Arizona State, we're not going to play in a big bowl game. No, you know what?
Just letting you guys know.
No bleep. Yeah. I'd just like to say that I am not going to be dating Julia Roberts. I just want to say that. I have a self-imposed ban on... I shouldn't be saying that on the day it's my anniversary. That's. You know what? We'll edit that out in the rear. Happy anniversary, huh? Here's Jim Harbaugh, the Michigan head coach, on what he wants to do with players getting paid.
I want them to be treated with the respect and the dignity that they deserve. What I don't understand is how the NCAA, television networks, conferences, universities, and coaches can continue to pull in millions, and in some cases, billions of dollars in revenue off the efforts of college student athletes across the country without providing enough opportunity to share in the ever-increasing revenues.
Share? Coach, that ain't going to happen. And is he changing the conversation here? He's getting suspended for three games, but he's talking about that they should be like a revenue share. That ain't happening. Revenue share. That's why name, image, and likeness, the schools are fine with that because it doesn't come out of their money. And now all of a sudden you want the players to share in the TV money? College football is not going to allow that to happen. Then you're going to have a players union. You're going to have, you know, people who are going to be unionized, and you're going to have different pay rates depending on what school you go to, what position you play. That ain't happening. I don't know where this is coming from with Jim Harbaugh. I mean, it sounds altruistic for the and unless he's saying to any player who wants to play for him, hey, I got your back. Okay. But I don't think you're going to have the athletic department go, hey, Jim, that was great. You know what? Let's follow up on this. Let's talk again on Monday. And how do we, you know, get the players' revenue here? Yes, Todd.
Seems a little cocky of him to make such a bold statement. Look at me kind of thing.
You mean khaki?
Khaki. The pants.
Yeah. Thank you. Or tack. No, it's not blue. Yeah. No, don't go back row.
I'm allowed to
See, he always has my back. Even if he shouldn't, he still finds a way to get in there with me.
Not always, but.
Yes, Paul.
I think you may have nailed it, though, because Harbaugh, you know, he had to get up and do a talk and, like, give one final statement before he goes on this sabbatical, this NCAA sabbatical he's going on. I think he was changing the direction. Changing the topic, and now people are talking about that, not the fact he's missing three games. It makes sense what you said.
Yeah. Over-under for Arizona State this year, according to DraftKings. Todd?
I'm going to go 4.5.
Blue!
What?
Blue. when's the last time Arizona State's been in a bowl game?
Yeah, they had a nice little run with Herm. They've gone to the Las Vegas Bowl, not a long trip from Tempe.
Okay.
In 2021.
But it is a bowl game.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't they have the bowl game where their star receiver sat out?
The Lake Havasu Bowl, I think you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Cheating? Do you want me to give him a bloop on that one, too?
No, I don't.
Pretty popular lake.
No, the guy who was drafted by the Patriots.
N'Keal Harry?
Yeah. Didn't he sit out the bowl game?
He also sat out when he played for the Patriots, too.
Whoa, bloop.
Fair but mean.
That's Jim Harbaugh. He wants his players to share in the revenue.
Huh.
Why did he say that?
I don't know.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. I don't know if he's been a champion for the players, and maybe this is something that he has said before. By the way, Nick Saban is not releasing a depth chart. The first time in 17 years he's not releasing a depth chart. Here's the Alabama head coach.
I know that, you know, your number one focus is not on the game. It's on the depth chart. And look, there's a lot of competition on the team, and when we put a depth chart out, you all think that's like final, like this is like etched in stone that it's going to be this way forevermore, just because we come out of fall camp and that's where it is. But creates a lot of distractions on our team, creates a lot of, you know, guys thinking that, well, this guy won the job now and I'm not going to play or whatever. And quite frankly, you know, we don't need that.
Okay.
See, because the problem is you guys. I release a depth chart, and then all of a sudden you guys think it's some type of ranking in how I like the players in the position.
And, you know, this year we're not going
all
numbers.
All of a sudden you guys think that this is the number one wide receiver followed up by the number two wide receiver.
All this is about is the quarterback.
Oh, my God.
He's not sure who his quarterback is or people are going to read into. That guy won. The only position where you win the job is quarterback. That's when we talk about, who won the job. You know that's the position. It's not like, you know, free safety. That guy won the job. It's the quarterback. And Nick's good for about three of these a year. It just is. Usually you get the pounding on the podium there. But, I mean, Why? Can't you just say, hey, I'm not going to put out a depth chart right now, not confident yet, comfortable with it, and leave it at that? You don't have to admonish the media because they're doing their job where they're going to go, okay, that guy won the job. How did he win the job? What stood out with this guy? This isn't spring ball. Like, what are you doing? The season's starting. Oh, my God. Yes, Todd.
It's very entertaining, though, to say it the way he says it. The way you said it, that seems like a calm, normal way to say it. But when you're putting it in their face and going, and then he apologizes. And then afterwards basically says, too bad, that's the way it is. That's the way it goes.
I'm not going to put out a depth chart because then you're going to ask me about the depth chart.
I know what you guys are trying to pull here.
All of a sudden, you guys think that there's some type of order in which I like these players. And that's just not true.
Alabama going into the season ranked fourth, which is like a that's low.
Nick Saban hot seat question mark?
Oh no!
Don't let them lose two games.
Ooh,
put the bottle of Coke out there, a couple of these.
Yeah, but then Georgia wins another title. Has Nick Saban won his last national title? Question mark. Ooh. Let's bring in Paul Feinbaum, and then he'll talk about it.
And they're ranked fourth going into the season.
Well. That's their depth chart. They're fourth right now in college football. So you have Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama?
Yeah, that's the AP. And in the AP top 25, Michigan got no first place votes. In the coaches poll, they got four. Michigan got zero. Mm. But it's some grouping of Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama. Next tier is LSU, USC, Penn State, Florida State. Nice little comeback by them lately. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, didn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson's up there. Washington's up there with their quarterback. Texas is up there.
I wonder if USC, what are the odds they could go undefeated this year? I don't know if DraftKings does the team most likely to go undefeated this year. Georgia's in the SEC. So you got to factor that in with USC in the Pac-12.
I have USC's schedule here. They face Notre Dame, Utah, Washington and Oregon. Those are the ranked teams they play this year.
Yes. Utah is always a quality program. Notre Dame will be in South Bend. And UW, is that at the Coliseum? Yes, Seton.
People are asking for a DP show depth chart, by the way.
Not going to give it out at this juncture.
Yeah, I know what you're going to do with that depth chart. And then you're going to be bringing it up to me all the time.
Someone here will bring it up constantly.
Yeah. Well, what if I just have Todd at the top of the depth chart?
Okay.
Then this goes away.
Well, see, like, I think you could have Todd at the top of the, like, guest booking depth chart, but he might be last in terms of running the board depth chart.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, I have to assess you guys just your overall talent.
Overall talent?
Yeah, overall like talent.
Overall rating?
Like contributions to the show.
Good grief.
Depth chart. You know what? It's best that we don't do that. Not with 40 minutes left to go in the show.
We're going to need a full 3 hours tomorrow.
Would you guys care where you were on the depth chart with contributions to the show? Marvin?
Not one bit.
You should.
No. No. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where, I could feel slighted, yeah. Yes, I could feel.
So contributions to the show after the break. After the break. With the NFL season right around the corner, nonstop football action is in sight, and you can get in on all the action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL right now. New customers, bet just $5 and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Nobody's missing out on the action, not with DraftKings. DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Life is more fun when you're in on all the action, which didn't happen my first 2 years in college. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Before kickoff, use the promo code Patrick, and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. You bet just $5 on any NFL bet. Only DraftKings Sportsbook, promo code Patrick. The crown is yours. Fritzy!
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Somebody who works at Wendy's must be a USC grad or really loves the Trojans. We had Reggie Bush, who had a Wendy's commercial, and now Caleb Williams has a Wendy's commercial. That was like, whoa, all right. I like it. National TV, good for him. But Caleb Williams with a big-time commercial there. I've got the odds, DraftKings odds to have an undefeated season. Okay. I don't know why Georgia is not listed here.
Yeah, because Georgia starts out with UT Martin and Ball State. If they can get by those two,
okay.
They don't play a ranked team until mid-November in Ole Miss and then Tennessee.
Okay. The next best odds to have an undefeated season is Michigan, and then followed by Ohio State. Whichever one wins that game, I guess they're saying they could go undefeated. Then it's Alabama, Clemson, and then USC. Oklahoma, Florida State, Texas, LSU, Penn State, and Oregon. In case you're a fan of all of college football, James Madison, the Dukes, have a great chance to go undefeated. So Michigan's in there. Alabama's in there. The Clemson Tigers going undefeated. Georgia Bulldogs. So those are just some of the teams. Yeah, Paul.
I do have one issue. You know, South Carolina plays North Carolina to open the season. I think it's 7:30 on Saturday night, which is great. You know, nice little rivalry to start it. Neutral site. They're playing in Charlotte. You guys are anti-neutral sites, aren't you?
Yeah.
I wonder if the fans like it because, you know, Charlotte's a good town, a lot of hotel rooms, social life. You could, both fans can go there, have a good time, but you lose a home game. You lose a home tailgate.
Well, that's what Notre Dame had to be bought out of. That was a home game against Navy, and then they go to Ireland. Ireland basically had to buy out everything. So the tickets and concessions and parking, I guess there's one lump sum that they have to pay, and then whatever they can make on that. I mean, tourism, they killed on that. Yes, Marvin.
Isn't Florida, Georgia usually a neutral site game?
In Jacksonville? Yeah.
So is that just a tradition now between other Carolinas?
I didn't know that North Carolina, South Carolina, that the tradition is a neutral site?
I don't think it's tradition. I think this might be one of those one-offs. Like, you know, remember we said that saw the Alabama-Michigan game in Dallas?
Yeah.
At one time? This might be a one-off.
Well, they do that. I don't think they're taken away from those teams when they play that standalone game. I think they still get the requisite, you know, whatever, 7 home games or something like that. But that one is a standalone game for college football. Yes, Eden.
There is something to be said, though, about those, like, bigger games. Like, we saw the Alabama in Dallas. What was the game we saw?
Michigan.
Alabama-Michigan.
Yeah.
That's like two heavyweight titans sort of coming together. But there is something great about seeing college campuses.
I agree. I mean, it's a neutral.
That's one of the best parts.
Yes, I agree. I love when you visit some other school and then they visit you. But a neutral site, it loses the ambiance. Yes, Mark.
To me, only for bowls. Like, I don't need some big, you know, Mercedes-Benz and all that. Just go to, you know, whoever the home team is. Let's just play there.
There's a bunch of small, there's like 20 neutral site games this year. They're mostly smaller schools. But then, like, Louisville versus Georgia Tech is in Atlanta. There's a Virginia-Tennessee game that's in Nashville, which is cool. People like to go to Nashville, almost probably too much. But there's a bunch of neutral sites.
You know, I had this story that when it first came up, and we had mentioned it on the air, when Notre Dame was looking for their replacement for Brian Kelly. And John Gruden's name came up, and he was in the mix. And then John later took his name out of the mix. But I was told when we were in Ireland, I followed up with somebody, and I said, got any information on how close was John Gruden to getting the job at Notre Dame instead of Marcus Freeman? And I was told that there was one prominent person who was pushing for John Gruden to get the job. And I don't know if it was close or not, because I do think those players rallied around Marcus Freeman. There's that video where he gets the job and his players are as excited and as emotional, if not more so, than he was. But I was told that John Gruden was in the mix and got it on good authority that, you know, they at least were, because John grew up in South Bend. He was a ball boy there. I think his father worked with the Fighting Irish, but going back there and maybe coaching there. But of course, stuff came out about John, and I don't know if he's going to get to coach again. But it was something that I was always curious about. You know, it's like those stories you hear where, and one of my sources one time was Jerome Bettis, because I said, how close was it that Urban Meyer was going to go to Notre Dame? And he said, very close. Urban wanted to get two players in. And I think they did that for Lou Holtz, and then they weren't going to do that. So you're getting two players maybe on the border of, you know, getting in grades-wise or SAT scores, and Urban asked for two players to be able to get in. I guess the same thing that Lou Holtz had at Notre Dame. And they said no, and Urban Meyer left Utah and went right down to Gainesville, or he would have been Notre Dame's coach. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. I also have NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year odds. It's according to DraftKings. Who wants to guess? Leading candidate, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Marvin.
I'm going to go Bryce Young.
Paulie?
I think it's overwhelming Bijan Robinson.
Todd?
I was going to say Bryce, too.
All right. Seton?
It's the dude for the Jets. Don't they have a rookie wide receiver, Garrett Wilson?
He's second year.
He's second year?
Yeah. Bijan Robinson is your overwhelming pick for offensive rookie of the year. And then Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Ooh.
Lions running back.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of Alabama. Remember when that happened, when one of my sources, who's a scout, says, hey, here's your guy. Here's a Marshall Faulk-like player. And that got my attention. He said, you know, I don't know how high he'll be drafted, but he's a first-round talent. And he goes, he's Jahmyr Gibbs. And I went, okay, keep an eye on that. And then all of a sudden, the Lions take Jahmyr Gibbs with, what, the 12th pick overall. And I'm going, okay, that's early. A lot earlier than I thought. But this source said he had a really high grade on him, loved him, and said it, you know, he had Marshall Faulk-like talent, which that's Hall of Fame talent. Dennis in California. Hi, Dennis. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. First off, I'm really surprised that Kraftensburg State was not in the odds for going undefeated.
We didn't do Division III schools, though, Dennis. So Kraftensburg State is Division III, just so you know.
So there's still a hope. That's good.
All right.
Hey, talking about the revenue sharing, if I'm the head of Fox or CBS Sports, I'm taking a bunch of money to the schools, let's say in the Big 12, and saying, you guys used to get $5, $6 million to use for whatever player you want to bring in on NIL, and they just have to make a few radio spots and a television spot for us. And that way the networks start recruiting for the conferences that they're televising.
That is a very interesting proposal. Because if it's all about TV, you want to have the stars on TV. You want to have them on your network week in and week out. Could Fox then go, here's $5 million for this school or $3 million, whatever it is. We're going to let you go out and you can use it on one player. And try to bring, you know, those kind of players in.
Don't start giving them ideas.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
It is.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Fox is out there helping to bid for schools in their conference that they're televising there. NBC, on behalf of Notre Dame, going to go out and get somebody. A lot of good reaction to Sam Hartman yesterday, the Notre Dame quarterback.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was fun. He's a seasoned veteran at 24. But after Stetson Bennett, it's okay, right, to be 24? Hendon Hooker is, what, 25?
Yeah.
I think. Now, did he go to Minnesota? Hendon Hooker is in Minnesota, I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because somebody said, oh, you're saying they should have gone after Trey Lance. They have Hendon Hooker. Don't you like him? I go, oh, I do. Maybe I didn't like him enough to remember where he went to, but I do like Hendon Hooker.
I think the Vikings just cut N'Keal Harry, too.
Oh, they did.
I think so. Yeah.
God, that's one of those guys you watched and you went, man, he's going to be unbelievable. Like Ayuk, when he was at Arizona State,
yeah.
I thought that guy is going to be spectacular. Mm-hmm. He might be, but there's certain guys where you go, that guy is awesome. Like Tavon Austin, I thought he was going to.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to plug in 100 catches.
He should have been Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Exactly who he should have been.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a superstar.
Yes, Paul.
The only bad news is we're at the end of the 25-year-old college quarterback run. I think we only have a year more of this. Because of that bonus COVID year that everyone took, Sam Hartman and others, I think 2 years from now we're going to back to 22-year-old seniors.
22, 23-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that Sam Hartman is 24 and Trey Lance is 23, and Trey Lance has been in the NFL a couple of years. But I'm trying to get a grade on Sam Hartman because he's not a big guy. I don't know if he's got a big arm. I know he's a very good quarterback. But I didn't see what grades there were for him as far as being a first-round draft pick. And coming out next year where you have Caleb Williams and Drake May, and there's a few other quarterbacks where you're going to get at least three, maybe four first-round picks that'll be used on quarterbacks. Update the poll results if you can, Seton.
Yeah, Dan, we've got up there right now, the Arizona Cardinals are tanking this season and hope we don't notice, tanking this season and don't care if we notice, or not tanking at all, they're trying to win right now. 74% of the audience, Dan, have them tanking and don't care.
Arizona released Colt McCoy, so that leaves Josh Dobbs. They just got him. They just picked him up from Cleveland Monday. And a fifth-round pick, Clayton Toon. Those are their options for week one. And they're not naming the starter. Dobbs started for the Titans 2 games last year at the end of the season. If Josh Dobbs starts for the Cardinals in week one, the average age of week one starting quarterbacks will be just under 28 years of age, the youngest for a season in an opener since 1957.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We'll talk some fantasy football. Matthew Berry will be in studio coming up tomorrow. And Chris Sims will join us on loan from Pro Football Talk. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store tomorrow. We'll do that right after this. Keeper's heart. I can't say it the regular way anymore.
One more time.
Keeper's heart. Heart. How's my accent? That's what I thought. Keeper's heart is a unique style of whiskey. It brings together the best of Irish and American whiskeys, and they have one of the best distillers in the world. One of the best ever. His name's Brian Nation. So he rocked the whiskey world with everything that he used to do with other brands, and then he rocked the industry world by coming to the United States to make Keeper's heart here in the United States. Keeper's heart provides the smooth character of Irish whiskey, the bold flavors of American whiskeys, and what you end up with is a unique taste experience worthy of the record books. They are winning awards. Just named the world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. Man, this is a dynasty that they've got going. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Please make sure that you use, when you go to keepersheartwhiskey.com, use the promo code DAN2023 for $10 off your purchase. Please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Dynasty the King, King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Todd just told me that Hendon Hooker is with the Lions. I knew he was behind a veteran quarterback. For some reason, I thought it was Kirk D. Cousins. Who's the backup quarterback for the Vikings? Because I thought that that would have been a really interesting team to go to with Kirk Cousins, and then you get Trey Lance there. Kellen Mond isn't there anymore. He went to Cleveland, and then he might have gotten... I don't know if he got cut, because my guy, Dorian Thompson Robinson, people love him. Yeah, come on, join me on the bandwagon there. Yes, Todd.
Nick Mullins,
former 49ers quarterback. Okay.
Felt like he was going to be a thing for a couple minutes there, Nick Mullins. Remember he had that little fill-in stint, he did well, and now he's kind of a high-end backup.
Yeah. And then Baker Mayfield, I guess, won the job with Tampa Bay.
No more or.
I think officially.
Yeah, he bit out Kyle Trask. Okay.
Crushed.
Why did it take that long for him to beat out Kyle Trask? Like, when you go, Baker Mayfield, he's done it at a high level. I mean, you go back, I know he got injured. I know he fell in love with Odell Beckham Jr. III, and it just didn't go well in Cleveland. But he did have moments in Cleveland where you said, okay. And then they went in Pittsburgh. They lost in Kansas City, barely lost in Kansas City in the playoffs. And then that was really it. And then he ended up injuring his shoulder. But going to Tampa, Tampa could win that division, right? Well, who do you think is going to win the NFC South? New Orleans? Atlanta?
A team.
A team will win.
This
Carolina?
This might be one of those that they win the division with a losing record and host a playoff game.
Yeah, I know. They got to change that.
Absolutely. Everyone's in favor of that change, too.
Yeah, but we don't bring it up until it happens. Right. That's the problem. Like, we should change that, and then we forget about it. Yeah, Paulie.
All four NFC South teams were outscored last season. Not one team in the division outscored their opponents. That doesn't happen. It's only division in football where they're all outscored.
Are my Falcons going to win the NFC South?
They were 7-10 last year. They won their last two games, which hurt them in the draft.
Yes, Todd.
Do you think Derek Carr is more likely to be successful, or this is going to go in a sideways for the Saints?
What do you think?
I think he's going to do well. I think the Saints are going to win the division.
Okay. You're picking the Saints.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I think Derek Carr's going to do nicely.
All right. Anybody have another team who's going to win the NFC South? Somebody has to win the NFC South.
Somebody has to.
They do. It's required. Yes, Paul.
You know, Desmond Ridder was really fun at Cincinnati. No one thinks he's going to be a thing at with the Falcons.
Well, I don't know if no one does because his coach has him as the starter.
Yeah, I mean, so one, he and his coach love him.
Yeah.
I don't know. No one's on his bandwagon.
They might be eventually.
The Bijan train.
Oh, yeah. But they have skilled position players. They got Pitts. They got London.
Yeah, that's the thing. They got players.
I know.
Aren't they any good?
Well, they won seven games last
year. Let's be the Falcons team. Let's back them.
You guys want to get on the Falcons bandwagon?
No, there's no room. I'm the only one on the Falcons bandwagon.
You're calling it? Fritz has got New Orleans?
Well, I was on there last year. I like the Falcans.
Can't shuffle around some room?
Baggage, put the baggage up top.
How about middle seat, coach?
We're just trying to support you, Dan. That's all we're trying to do.
No, I don't need your support.
All right, well, forget it.
No.
Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Desmond Ridder. All right. Young.
Yeah. Marvin, you didn't tell us who was going to play you in the movie. That'll be somehow there's going to be a movie written about you joining the Danettes.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going with Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay.
My man from Get Out.
He can cry. I like how Todd didn't know any black actors. He goes, Denzel.
Denzel Washington. It's got to be him.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know any other black actors.
Terry Crews, maybe. I don't know.
Terry Crews.
Only somebody that he's booked on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Denzel Washington.
Well, that's on regular network TV, which are the only channels I like. Terry Crews, this America's Got Talent guy.
I like Terry. I think anybody could do the hosting on America's Got Talent.
The greatest job in the world.
Because all you do is the act is going on where they're juggling, you know, flamethrowers, and then he turns to the camera and gives you that like, this is unbelievable. And then they go right back where the, you know, somebody sets himself on fire.
Make your pecs dance and make these shocked faces, and then you're in business. That's all you got to do.
It is a good gig. There's, you know, there's certain jobs where you go, you know, I think I could do that one. That's one of them. Just look at the camera. Like
Terry Crews or Vanna White's job. Those got to be up there with the most millions of dollars to do what?
But she has to be light on her toes, though. I mean, she does have to move.
Yeah, but there was a time when she used to have to at least turn the letter. Now she just has to touch it or point at it.
That's all right. What's the other? Is there one that comes to mind?
An easier job or easier, like cushy gig?
Yeah, like what Terry Crews does with America's Got Talent that's an easy job. Man. Seacrest on American Idol,
that's hard.
That's not easy. Yeah, he's got too many jobs.
He's got too many jobs.
And he shouldn't have Wheel of Fortune. He shouldn't.
No.
Remember the old days of American Idol and Simon Cowell was the alpha dog? Yeah. It felt like being the other two. Was it Randy Jackson and Paul Abdul?
Yeah.
It seemed like they had it easy.
Yeah, because Simon was the one who was honest. Like, he was real. Where the other ones tried to be nice, Simon was honest with them. Because that's what you don't get, certainly in the music industry. Somebody's honest with you. Because that's all you want. And Simon would be honest, and then people are like, oh, why are you so mean? I'm like, that's why I tuned in. I wanted to hear him be honest with these musicians. Yes, Todd?
Maybe Sofia Vergara, one of the people that votes in America's Got Talent. I don't know how many hours it takes to do all the makeup.
Oh.
But she's basically just sitting there going, that's a yes for me. It's three yeses. And that's really, I don't know what that is. That was wonderful. You go to Vegas.
Yes, Mark.
Maybe one of the judges on The Voice?
No, because you have to hear the voice and then you turn around. You have to have an ear for music.
Can you explain that show to me? So they draft the person, they want to back that person. They say, I call Jimmy Lipper, the great singer.
Yeah, you go, boop, like you hit the buzzer and then you turn around.
They're on your team now?
But they can pick because it could be two or three people that turn around.
And then they have to, compete for each other? Then the person gets to choose?
Yes.
I'll go with Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Marvin.
I do love when they have those James and Virginia moments where they press the button, they turn around, and it's nothing how, you know, they look nothing like how they sound.
Yeah. All of a sudden you got this soulful voice and you think, that's going to be Luther Vandross. Oh, that's,
Clay Aiken.
Yes.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. I think Ruben Studdard just put out a new album. I think he's still doing that.
We saw him at the airport.
When?
Didn't we? I think we saw Ruben Studdard from American Idol.
Yeah,
someone said one of our crew said they saw him at the airport
in Dublin.
As we're leaving to Dublin.
Now, Marvin, didn't you just see him at Disney World?
I did. He was performing at Disney World when I saw him at Epcot.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it was him singing Luther Vandross, and I was like, "All right, as long as you don't do your songs, I'm all good."
Whoa. Oh no,
because he was jamming.
Okay,
I'd rather hear him do "Rock with You" by Michael than "Sorry for 2004."
Yes, Tom.
It was kind of sad, though. He was kind of on the street with a big Mickey Mouse kind of hat.
Here
and
comes a joke.
Here comes
a big wind-up here. Big wind-up.
And the whiff.
Big wind-up.
It was kind of off the beaten path.
Big wind-up and the whiff. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah. Please help Ruben.
No. He has been successful on stage.
Bang.
Oh, okay.
He actually makes a living singing.
Yeah.
I should hope so. That's what he wants to do for his career, as opposed to a little side one-off.
If we go to Keeper's Heart in Minneapolis, so the return of the Dan Patrick Show to Minneapolis.
Which, that's the very first place Todd ever did stand-up was Minneapolis.
Would you do stand-up again?
I would consider it. You know, I'm very
non-committal. It's a yes.
I think the reason why I did well is because it was like almost like a meet and greet. So they all knew the show and they were supporting whatever I was going to say.
They'll come out. But if we go to Keeper's Heart, because I want to take a tour of the whiskey plant. Yes. Eden.
So if we did another meet and greet at Keeper's Heart.
Yeah.
Todd, would you do stand up there?
I would consider it. That's as far as I'm going to go. Because I remember how nervous I was for doing some of that stuff.
Yeah, but then our fans were there. and you didn't stop.
And you've already been through the worst it can possibly get.
Yes, they closed Caroline's.
They did. All the most famous comedians in the world were on that stage, and then all of a sudden it just came to an abrupt halt.
They went out of business.
They closed Caroline's.
It wasn't for repairs or anything. It's not coming back.
They changed the name from Caroline's Comedy Club to Caroline's Club.
It's like a parking lot now, I think.
This day in sports history, Paul.
I got one, the Packers' Vince Lombardi.
Overrated.
Started his final season with the Packers.
Okay.
Give me one more. Mm-hmm. Eh, they're all bad.
I got one. On this date, 1952, Mario Cuomo is playing minor league baseball. He gets hit by a pitch, goes into the hospital for a week. He gave up minor league baseball to pursue a career in politics, eventually becoming the governor of New York. That was on this day. Let's see. What else do we have here? Moses Malone comes out of high school, 1974, goes to the Utah Stars. That was the first jump. Yes, Paulie?
Hank Aaron became the first player in the National League to hit 100 more runs in each of his 11 seasons. I know you like Hank Aaron.
What We Learned brought to you by Simply Safe, their new 24/7 live guard protection. And you can get 20% off any system when you sign up for a free month trial of Fast Protect monitoring. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this Tuesday show. You're looking to get more distance, improve your game. Everybody is, right? PXG Gen 6 Driver Challenge. They are so confident in this driver that you sign up, come in for a fitting. Fitting's free. They're going to say that their driver, the driver I use, the PXG driver, if it doesn't deliver more total distance, both carry and roll, or tighter dispersion compared to your current driver, they've got you covered. You're going to get a $100 MasterCard reward card. PXG Driver makes all the difference. I can't wait for you to see and feel the difference here. And don't miss out on the opportunity to upgrade your game. Take the PXG Gen 6 Driver Challenge. And if you're looking for information where you can find a place to get fitted, you can go to PXG.com. See PXG.com for terms and conditions and ask about this PXG Gen 6 Driver Challenge. Because nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, PXG.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.